significant statement of faith, including the epitomized commandments of Christ and doctrines to be rejected outlined therein. Anyone having been divorced and remarried after baptism, even under the auspices of Matthew 19:9, is requested to refrain from the memorial emblems. Brothers and sisters, as we partake of this bread and this wine, we are commanded to think deeply and soberly about our lives this past week. The reasons we do this is to resolve to put off our sin or our sins, to think about those sins that we commit and put them away from our life, or to resolve to obey the commands of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the command that we've been given. We can do this, or we can simply sit here and eat bread and drink wine and have no thought as to the self-examination we should be doing. In the Bible, this is called eating unworthily and eating unto condemnation. Brothers and sisters, this time of breaking bread is a time to be asking ourselves, as we have been exhorted this weekend, are we doing what we ought to be doing? Are we thinking what we ought to be thinking? Are we living as we ought to be living? As we prepare to partake of this bread and this wine, let us open up to Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 7. Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And he shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat any more thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and said, Take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. At this point, we'll ask the servers to come forward. And we will ask Brother Harold Thomas to give thanks for the bread.